In the state southwest alone, there's more than $36 million worth of fencing that landholders want to do.
So in our region, we had 39 applications, and the nice thing about it is that it came right across the six shires that we cover.
Mark O'Brien is the chairman of Southwest Natural Resource Management Group. He says if all the projects were to go ahead, it would see about 3.5 million hectares fenced in the region. The Southwest NRM has $6 million available in government money to distribute, and now it has to decide which projects to fund.
The total ask, though, was for $12 million, which is a fair bit more than what we've got, but that's a good indication, and I hope our state and federal politicians take notice of that, that there is demand there.
When you say that there's been $12 million worth of interest, is that the total cost, or is that...
No, that's that is the ask out of the fund, which means, and the best way to do that is to at least triple it. So the value of the investment that groups of graziers are prepared to make is about $36 million, because you need to at least double it for the purchase of the materials, and then another third again for the cost of clearing and erecting the fence. So, there's an ask of $12 million, so you're talking about $36 million worth of investment, which is great. That shows great confidence in the future of the industry.
But Mr. O'Brien claims the figures from the expressions of interest process don't paint the full picture.
I'm surprised it's not $650 million. And the reason I say that is that we've got enormous interest, and the amount of money that has been offered to both our region and the central region is really only the tip of the iceberg in terms of demand. We are fielding phone calls every day and have been for ages. Even before this fund was announced, we had lots of graziers and groups of graziers ringing to see if there was a chance of more funds being available and so forth. So there is an enormous demand.
There's no dispute that demand for cluster fencing funding has been enormous since it was first announced. Federal MP Bruce Scott says last year, when regional bodies were invited to submit applications for funding, the response was overwhelming.
There was some $65 million worth of applications were submitted to the Queensland Feral Pest Initiative last year.
So with such high demand, the pressure is on for more government funding. Bruce Scott thinks any further money should come from the Queensland government.
I think the very fact that there were $65 million worth of applications submitted to the Queensland Feral Pest Initiative demonstrates that there's a huge problem out there. Landholders, councils want to do something more about it, and we really are only just touching the sides of it with this first round of funding, and we do certainly need that extra money from the state government.
Will you be putting pressure on your government to continue to put funding towards these sorts of projects?
Well, I will be, but as my colleagues will say, well, when we see the state government match our funding and show the same sort of will towards this program, I think we'd be prepared to look at it again.
But Queensland's Minister for Agriculture, Leanne Donaldson, won't commit more funds. She says she wants to see greater evidence that fences work before increasing the state government's investment.
I'm committed to continuing to tackle this, and we need to monitor the impact and effectiveness of the current projects before we commit further taxpayer money. But we will continue to liaise with the federal government and with local governments about strategies and how to get best value for our money.
Bruce Scott, who will retire at the next federal election, says funding needs to be found to secure the future of Western Queensland.
Well, I think if we are really committed to growing the region again and getting on top of this feral dog problem, and seeing in some cases the sheep industry return in many of those communities, and also the impact it has on the cattle industry, I think if we look at that, there is a case that state and Commonwealth government should be part of an ongoing program to see how we can get this better managed and reduce the numbers of dogs and, of course, the threat that they pose to the livestock industries. And it's not just the threat they pose to their livestock industries, the cost it is to the local businesses and the local economy, because that money that is lost by those animal industries, beef and the sheep industries, is actually lost to the town and the businesses as well.